With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Florida residents hard hit by Hurricane Milton are getting back on their feet.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's disaster fund has raised about $12 million and counting.
Through the disaster fund, we've been able to cut red tape and we've been able to get assistance to people who need it.
He also says power is back for most of the state.
You're even without power for a few hours. It could be a real pain in the rear end, but we had over 50,000 linemen. These folks really got to work. So you got about 170,000 accounts right now that are without power.
And free gas is still available at 10 state depots.
We have now dispensed just from the state over 2.5 million gallons of gas free to the people of Florida.
I'm Julie Walker.
A longstanding English tradition is under attack by leftists in the UK.
British lawmakers are voting on a bill to strip hereditary aristocrats of the right to sit and vote in the House of Lords after more than 700 years. The Labour Party government says the decision will remove an outdated and indefensible relic of the past. But the Earl of Devon, the latest in a long line of members of his family to sit in the Lords, thinks it's risky to tinker with the UK's unwritten constitution built up over almost 1,000 years. The bill will become law once it is approved by both the House of Commons and the House of Lords. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump says he will bring companies back to the U.S. if elected. He sat down for an interview with Bloomberg News and the Economic Club of Chicago on Tuesday, reiterating his plan to implement tariffs. He promised what he called strong tariffs that will protect companies in the U.S. Polls have shown repeatedly that voters believe former President Trump would handle the economy better than Harris if reelected. This is SRN News. Would you like your pastor to endorse politicians?
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about proposed legislation increasing the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if the bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. That would be bad news for Malaysia's small Christian population. This is SRN News. An investigation is underway after a deadly listeria outbreak.
U.S. Agriculture Department officials have launched an internal investigation into how the agency handled reports of serious problems tied to a listeria outbreak at a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia. The USDA Inspector General is looking into the response to reports of problems at that factory. At least 10 people died, nearly 50 hospitalized since May after eating Boar's Head products. The Boar's Head plant in Jarrett was inspected under a program that allows state inspectors to act on behalf of the federal agency. John Scott reporting.
County election officials in Georgia are being told they must certify election results even if they are questionable. An Atlanta judge ruled that local officials have a, quote, mandatory fixed obligation, end quote, to certify results. It's one of two closely watched cases involving election certification in Georgia, with the other still pending. More at SRNNews.com.